one-on-one with Eddie Moraga. My relationship with my father was complicated. Whose isn't, right? There's a line from a movie that sums up the way I feel about my dad. It's The General's Daughter, a 1999 film starring Madeleine Stowe and John Travolta. The movie is based on a book, as so many great films are. It was written by Nelson DeMille. At one point, Travolta's character says, "My father was a drunk, a gambler, and a womanizer. I worshipped him." Yep, that says it all. I may have been my father's favorite child. I'm not sure. Who cares at this late date? You find as you grow older and people pass away, a lot of the things that seem to matter don't matter at all. I only say it because he was not my favorite parent. It was always all about my mom. And as a father, he was not ideal. But he did the best he was capable of doing. As I grow older, that became very clear to me as well. My issue with him was the way he treated my mom. But that is another story. This story is about breakfast, about meals, and about talking to one another while you eat and share food. Now, first of all, let me tell you, I am not a breakfast eater. I really don't wake up until about noon. I am a night person, a night owl, my mom used to call me. But one of the happiest memories from my childhood was Sunday morning breakfast. Old Frank Sinatra songs playing on the turntable, the sound and smell of mom making homemade tortillas, potatoes steaming in a cast iron pot. But the best part was the conversation. We'd all talk and talk. I remember discussing books, movies, songs, music, politics. It was the only time my dad was really sober and we were all together. But who cares that he was hardly ever sober? Our evening meals were filled with alcoholic rages, meanness, and stupidity, people slamming away from the table and going to their bedrooms. But Sunday breakfast was different. Breakfast on Sunday was good. My mom died when she was very young, 51, cancer. The way my dad treated her when she was dying seemed to be the last straw for me. I stopped speaking to him, and one of the reasons I took a job across the country was to avoid him. While my mom died young, my dad lived into his 80s. And so, eventually, we reconnected. We began speaking. We had a long talk. I told him how I felt about the way he treated my mom. I got it all off my chest. That really helped me. I also attended Al-Anon meetings for 3 years when I lived back east. And those meetings really helped me heal. And so, my father lived with me, off and on for years after we started talking to one another. The last 6 years of his life, he lived in my house mostly. And this is one of God's jests, or whatever higher power you believe in. Whoever it is, or she, they have a sense of humor. I was divorced from my husband, but I gained my father. My daughter was in her last year of college, and she got pregnant and wanted to keep the baby, finish school, and live with me. Would I help her? Of course I would. I wanted to live alone after my farce of a marriage. Instead, we had an 80-year-old, a 21-year-old, a newborn, and me, all living under one roof. It was madness. Back to breakfast. My father would rise early and make breakfast, which I did not want. I realized later that he was making it for himself, but he always offered half to me as his way of saying, "I love you. Let's talk. Take a moment. Be with me." I, a workaholic, just wanted to get to work. Sometimes I would eat, but most times I did not. One morning, I decided to sit down. I wanted to make sure he did not try to do anything with the garbage. big garbage day pickup was going to be the next day. And we had talked about what we wanted to toss away. An old, black, falling apart IKEA particle board computer desk. Why I bought it, I'll never know. An old treadmill that was the last of its kind and hardly ever used. "Don't touch anything," I warned him at breakfast. "We can all drag stuff out to the curb tonight." "I won't, man. Don't talk to me like I'm a baby." "Well, don't act like one then," I said. And I wailed. A fake wail. We laughed. While we were sitting there at the kitchen table eating, we began talking about our favorite movie. It had been on the night before. And we talked about politics, what was going on in Washington, the state capital, and the books we were both reading. It was a great conversation. It was a great morning. I did not once, look at my phone, which was rare. My dad was not an educated man, but he was well-read, smart, informed. He was a good conversationalist. He could talk to almost anybody about almost anything. I drove to work thinking about how much we were alike, good and bad. Our love of music, theater, art, reading and books, and movies. Our horrible tempers. I got a call at noon. The neighbor found Dad bleeding and dazed in the front yard. He had been trying to break up the old IKEA desk with a hammer. He turned it on its side and was jumping on it. He'd fallen. He was being rushed to the hospital. I arrived to find him heavily sedated and on a breathing tube. He came out of it about 5 hours later and immediately began flailing and rattling the bed guard. He wanted the breathing tube removed, and I mean right now. All right. Yeah, remember the temper? I had a knockdown, drag-out match with the nurse. A nasty little man with sour breath and bad hair. Eventually, the tube was removed. Dad was transferred out of the emergency room to another room, and he was kept overnight. He was in bad shape. He never really fully recovered from that fall, though he lived for more years. But he was never quite the same as he was that morning. Through it all, I was so glad we had breakfast together and we had a great conversation, talking about things we love, including each other. Have a meal and a conversation with someone you love. And don't forget to turn off your phone. I'm Gloria Moraga.